We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Yicham Yaakov, Vitech of Saleo. We are in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. We're going to discuss the execution of burning of Sreifa. Now, Sreifa, the way typically Sreifa means that you burn the body. But that's not what it means here. We assume it's this type of Sreifa under discussion as a Mises based in is what we call Sreifas Neshama Beguf Kayam, literally where the soul is burned and the body remains. That means that we burn the innards, but the body remains the way it is. Where do we derive this from? Because Nadav and Avihu, it uses the word Sreifa in that context. In Vayikra Yod, it says, Kol Beis Yisrael Yivku Es HaSreifa. We'll all cry about that Sreifa that took place. And what does it say there? It says, in Bartanur quotes, Vayikru Vayisun L'chutan Osam. They were taken out, and they were fully clothed, and the body was completely intact. So that's because the Sreifa took place on the inside. Some derive it from Adas Korach. It says, Asher Hikrivu HaSrufim. They're both called Srufim, but there also was Sreifa. So once this is considered Sreifa as well, based on the concept that we had when it came to whether we give people, we stone people clothed or unclothed, you want to try to find the nicest Misa possible, so we have to fulfill Sreifa. But if the Torah tells me that Sreifa can be fulfilled this way, this is certainly the Misa Yafeh rather than burning the entire body. And that's why this is the way we execute someone who's Chayv Sreifa. Mitzvah Sanestraf, the Mishnah says, how does it go? They take the person and sink literally his body or his legs into manure, zevel, fertilizer, until his knees, so he can't move his legs. Bartanur says, why? So he doesn't move one place or the other. And then the hot lead is going to fall on his skin. It's going to cause unnecessary pain. We want it to be stationary. And they would take a rough coarse piece of cloth and put it inside a soft cloth, v'korech al tzavaro, and then we wrap that around his neck. Zem moshech etzlo v'zem moshecha. So you had a person on one side and another person on another side, and each would pull atcha poseach piv until he didn't have a choice but to open up his mouth. Umadlik esa psila. Then they would light the psila. So they would do is, someone would light a fire under a bar of lead, and then the lead melts. And once it melts, then we pour it into his mouth. The zorka, the soch piv, the yoridus, the soch mayav, it goes down into his innards, the chomeres, es b'nei mayav, and it burns the inside. That is the way the Tanakhama describes that. If you don't there, Afhu imes bi adam lo yimekainim bo mitzvah sreifa. He is not happy with the fact that they're choking him to begin with. Because if you end up choking him to death, that's strangulation, that's chenek, that's not sreifa. So why would you want to do that? Ela poschim es piv b'tzvah shalo b'tovah. So rather, we open the mouth in a different way. We don't wrap anything around his neck. We open it, so we take tongs, open up his mouth against his will. Umadlik es ha'psila v'zorcha l'soch piv. Then we light the fire under the bar of lead, and the lead, once it's melted, you pour it down. That's the way it should be done. The Chachamim say, no, on the contrary, though. We let him choke a little bit, because this way it'll be less painful. Start to die a little bit through choking, and suffer less pain through the burning. Then the Mishnah says, Am Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Maisa Bevas Kohen Achashazin. So there's a case of a Bas Kohen who is Mizana, and that, as we said before, there is in previous year, that's an example of where we give Sreifa. Bas Kohen, who is Mizana, who committed adultery. And you know what they did? They burnt her in the normal way. They wrapped her chavilez maros with bundles of branches and set her on fire. Set Amrulo, Nitvichacham said to Rabbi Elazar, so that was not what they should have done. That's not a proof that that's the way Sreifa should be done. That was Mnei Shalohaya based in Shalosh HaShabakit. It's because that based in that time was not knowledgeable. They weren't experts in the law, and therefore they didn't know that correct method is to pour the lead down the throat. In fact, Bar Tanura says, you know who they were? He says, this was a based in of Tzedukim Hayu. They didn't learn any Torah Shabbal Peh. They learned the Torah literally. So if the Torah says Sreifa, they do Sreifa. We, of course, have a Torah Shabbal Peh, the oral law, that teaches us now Sreifa in this context, and based on that Sreifa in Adas Korach or Nadav and Avihu is another type of Sreifa in Barola Misa Yafa based on Mahavat Torah Kamocha. So they didn't have that, all of that. They don't, that's not in the Torah. That's not in the Torah. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. So therefore, they did literal Sreifa, but that was not correct. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Mitzvah Saneherogim. What about beheading? Herek. Hayumatiz in Esrosho. Who get Herek people? We said the people who worship the of the Zorah in the ear. Hanidachas get Herek. Rotzeach gets Herek. So Hayumatiz in Esrosho Besayif. They would take cut off his head with the sword while he was. How is that? Kedera Shamalchus Sosa. The way the government usually does when they execute someone, that's it. They behead them. Rabbi Yudomer. Nevil who said, oh, this is disgraceful. This is repulsive. What happens? The body now falls to the ground after the head is taken off. Elamanichin Esrosho ala Sadan. Rather, what do we do when he's lying down? We put his head on a Sadan, on like, literally the anvil, but like a block. The kotzeitz bekofitz, and then we chop it off with an axe. I'm alo. Chacham says, "Ein misa, you're trying to avoid something disgraceful. Ein misa mudavelis mizo. There's nothing even. There's no worse type of misa than that." So what's this? This machlok is based on the Gemara has a brisa. Quote the brisa says like this, and on daf nun beis and beis. Amal henu biyula chachamim af ani yodea shemisa menuvelasi. He admitted, okay, this is also misa menuvelat to take what? To take this axe, this kofitz, and putting his head on the sadan, on this thick piece of wood, and then cutting off and then chopping off his head with the kofitz with an axe, like you're chopping meat. Obviously, that's also repulsive. Amal said, what can I do? Torah, the Torah says in Parshas Acharemos, you can't follow the non-Jewish practices, and that's the way the Malchus would do. So therefore, this is a violation of Uchusim Lo Seilechu. So we have to do it in a different way. But the Chachamim say no, this is not Uchusim Lo Seilechu, because we have the Torah speaks about Misa with using a cherev, using a sword. Our Torah speaks about that. This is not something the non-Jews only do. Ir Hanidachas. What does it say regarding the city that worshipped Avodah Zarah? It says Hachar. There it said, or regarding a rotzeach, regarding a murderer, it says, you shall truly take revenge. And this nikimo is through cherev. How do I know? Because the pasuk says, "Vayikra chavav cherev no kemes nikambris." That's in the parshas Bechukosai. This is in the context of the Tochacha. So no kemes cherev is through nikama is through cherev. So nakom yinakem for a murderer is through cherev. So therefore, there's nothing we can do it in something less disgraceful in the way that the Chacham described, and we can cut off like the Malchus, and it's not a violation of V'chukusheim lo seilechu. Then the Mishnah speaks about, what about Chenek? So says the Mishnah, Mitzvah sana chenokim, hayu mishaken oso bezevel arakubosov, similar to Srefa. We put him into the manure until his knees, nosim sudar kasha l'socha rakav, v'korech al tzavaro, and the same thing. We put the more coarse sudar piece of cloth inside the softer one, and then we wrap it on his neck. Zem moshech et slow, at shenafshe yotza. This, and they would pull one way or the other until the person's soul has departed, until he has died. Some ask, why would he have to do this at all? When it came to the strafer, we're afraid the hot lead is going to fall on his skin, so he has to be stationary. You want to make sure he doesn't move. But here, what's the purpose of this? You don't have to open up his mouth for any reason, not throw anything down his throat. So some say, this is the way we did strafer. This is the way we're going to do chenek, so we are consistent with the way we, and it certainly can be accomplished in such a way, so we do the strangulation similar to the way we do the strafer.